Welcome to Grammar Lab, where we distill the complexities of the English language into simple, everyday solutions.
Do you find yourself muddling through less and fewer? Stay tuned as we demystify these commonly confused words right here in the Grammar Lab.
So, Jack, less and fewer, two terms that often trip people up. Before we dive in, let's clarify the core rule.
Absolutely, Abby. Fewer is used for countable things, items you can count, like apples or books, while less is applied to uncountable amounts, like milk or sand.
And it's interesting how this distinction has been around for quite some time. The rule for less and fewer actually traces back to the 18th century. A linguist named Robert Baker suggested that fewer should be used for number-related contexts, and over time, it stuck.
Yeah, and despite that historical guideline, misuse was and still is common. Did you know that less predates fewer by several centuries, showing up in Old English?
That's a tidbit many might not know. Now for some examples. Jack, if I said there should be blank sugar in this recipe, which would you pick?
Less. Because sugar isn't countable when you're talking about quantity instead of individual sugar cubes or teaspoons.
Right on the mark. Now let's flip it. How about I have blank problems than I did last year?
That would be fewer, since problems are countable.
Moving on to how usage has changed over time, in informal contexts today, many people use less, where traditionally fewer would be expected. You might hear, I have less things to do today, even though things are countable.
Precisely. And while many grammar purists would frown upon this, language does evolve. However, it's good practice to stick to the standard rule, especially in written and formal contexts.
To help you remember, think of fewer partnering with friends. Both start with F, and you definitely can count your friends, even if sometimes it's better to count on them rather than count them.
I like that. All right, your turn for a quiz. There is blank traffic on the roads early in the morning.
Less traffic, since it's not individually countable.
Got it. Now, before we move on, let's remind our listeners that these aren't just arbitrary rules. There's a clarity and precision that comes with using less and fewer properly.
Definitely, Jack. Here's another mind bender for you. I hope there's blank confusion after this episode.
That's less. Confusion is a non-countable concept. Now, let's do a quick recap. Use less with uncountable nouns like rice, water, or honesty, and fewer with countable nouns like cookies, dollars, or subscribers.
And remember, while language can be bendy and rules can shift, the distinction between less and fewer is still alive and well respected, especially if you're standing in a grocery store express lane that says 10 items or fewer, not less.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you for joining us at Grammar Lab.
If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes, or email us.
Until next time, keep your grammar in check and your communication clear. This is Jack signing off.
And this is Abby saying goodbye from the Grammar Lab.